WTAW News Time is 6:06. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Douglas Nissan, home of the nice guys. See what you can be saving at Douglas Nissan off Highway 6 in College Station, or visit homeofthenicesguys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. A College Station man remains in jail, charged with one count of indecent exposure after Bryan police say they had insufficient evidence to charge him with a second. 23-year-old Calvin Coffer was arrested Wednesday night after knocking on the back door of a university police officer's house in Austin Estates. The officer directed him to the front door and realized he matched the description of a suspect wanted for exposing himself to two women. That morning, a victim told police Coffer's minivan was blocking her car on Western Street, northeast of the Boonville Cemetery. She said he was touching himself inside his vehicle but left quickly after she saw him. Officer Kelly McKeithen says a second incident an hour later involving a female jogger did not have enough evidence to levy an additional charge. Coffer is also charged with trespass and driving with an invalid license. He's held on bonds totaling $52,000. The 2014 Special Olympics U.S. Games are underway in Newark, New Jersey. A local team has secured the silver medal. That was yesterday. On-air personality Katie Dempsey from sister station Candy 95 is a player on local flag football team, the Goose Bombers. She says the preparation for nationals was intense.
We have been practicing for the last 2 years, actually, to get to nationals.
Just to get to this point.
We had to be chosen. Yes, we had to be chosen. We won state 2 years ago, and then you have to get picked to go to nationals. And so we were the team that was picked. And ever since we got chosen, we've been practicing here and there. The last 8 months, we really kind of beefed it up.
She says the team practiced twice a week and were the team to beat going into the final medal round.
You know, they were the team to beat. We went into the medal rounds as the top seeded team in the top division. And we've won our first medal round, lost our second, got the silver. We did not bring our total A game today, but I tell you what, we fought hard and we fought till the very last second.
Dempsey is currently traveling back to Texas and says well wishes can be offered to the team on Candy 95's Facebook page. The College Station Police Department is asking for your help to identify a suspect involved in several thefts, burglaries, and credit card abuse cases. Officers responded Monday to reports involving two different victims. They say the suspect entered two different fitness facilities and broke into lockers. Missing property included credit cards, which were used a short time later at local businesses. A suspect description can be found at WTAW.com, along with surveillance video stills. The State Highway 130 Concessions Company, which owns the southern half of the 85-mile-an-hour toll road, is dangerously close to defaulting on its debt, according to a new report by Moody's.
In fact, Moody's says revenue this year will be worse than last year. Anti-toll activist Terry Hall said this should be a warning to local governments planning toll roads statewide.
Texans do not want their roads tolled. This road made no sense in the first place. It's not financially feasible. No one's driving on it. And it is going to go bankrupt.
She says taxpayers have to be vigilant to make sure the feds don't bail out the project. She says nearly half of its $1.1 billion debt is in federally guaranteed loans. In San Antonio, Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Douglas Nissan. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner at News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At College Station Medical Center, we understand that life is too short to spend hours in an ER waiting room. And we know that in an emergency, minutes really do matter. So our entire team is committed to working diligently to have you initially seen by a clinical professional in 30 minutes or less. Because we think you should spend less time waiting and more time feeling better. The 30 minutes or less ER service pledge. Only at College Station Medical Center. If you're experiencing a medical emergency, call 911.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
It's 6:11. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Barker's Heating and Cooling. 8-to-8 service means overtime coverage for you and your family. Without overtime charges, you come home, unit's not working, give them a call. They'll get out there that day. 690-2278. Here we go.
High pressure in control, but there's still a fair amount of moisture across the state this morning, so I think we're partly sunny at worst and probably mostly sunny at best today. Highs 90 to 95. Tonight, partly cloudy, 75. Sunshine tomorrow. We'll see temperatures peaking at 90 to 95 through tomorrow afternoon, and it's actually the first day of summer. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, 75. Partial sun Sunday, and again, 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a little bit. With the Bombers blasting the Strikers with 19 hits last night, TCU got bumped from the College World Series. England is mostly out of the World Cup, and an 11-year-old makes her start at the U.S. Women's Open yesterday. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
You know, Rob needs to understand that since summer's about to be here, mostly sunny is not at best. mostly cloudy would kind of be at best, just kind of the way we feel about it. But anyway, he's not from around here.
Quick email will solve that.
Yeah, just let him know. You know, just kind of we're living in this world, so. A man who probably had a pretty low level of emotional maturity, but a pretty good sense of humor, went out and stole a bunch of bras. 28-year-old man carried out a series of balcony raids, making off with loads of undergarments. Police apparently found that he had a house full of them. Took place in Bra, Italy.
Get out of here.
Just telling you. I'm saying it. Yeah, it's you know, it's in the undies providence. I haven't Google mapped it. I guess it does exist. That's just, I'm going to take the word of the people who wrote the story, but I don't know.
So you're going to start Friday with that, aren't you?
Yeah, why not? Sure, why not?
You're sure it's not the Onion?
No, it's not. I don't think so. It is. It says their population's 248B.
For years, I've been telling folks that Prosperity's the best bank in Texas and Oklahoma. Now I can say it's more than that. Forbes.com has ranked Prosperity number one in their 2014 rating of the best banks in America, a repeat of Prosperity's 2012 rating. But those real bankers at Prosperity still recognize me and know my name just like a community bank. The big bank with your community's bank inside. Prosperity Bank, where you'll find real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankUSA.com. Member FDIC.
6:14. With some trepidation, I go to the phones. Good morning.
You know, you start the show off with that. Can't we all just get a thong?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Maybe we should just go back to music. It'd probably be a good thing to do.
We can play the thong song.
Yeah. No.
It's not Tuesday.
Could. Not going to. June 20th, it's 171. Got 194 of them to go. It's National Flip Flop Day.
Yay.
Oh, yeah. I celebrated yesterday.
Oh, did you? Okay. You know.
You overachiever, you.
Right. So ice cream soda day.
Ooh. I like that.
National Productivity Day.
Not so much.
Yeah. And it's Take Your Dog to Work Day. Hope you ask permission. You know, because some people like that. You know what? Some people don't think your dog's that cute, okay? Just remember that. All right, for birthdays.
Grace Potter from Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, which is a band I like, is 31. Quentin Rampage Jackson, formerly UFC heavyweight champion.
Rampage Jackson.
That is correct.
When's that Aggie fight?
July 5th.
Oh, it's a while. Oh, okay. Yeah. I thought it was this weekend or something.
No.
They just announced it.
July 5th. Yeah, it's a huge deal to make it from where he was. It literally is like going from a AAA baseball team to the majors.
Okay.
Quentin Rampage Jackson, Robert Rodriguez. Yeah. He's done several movies. He's 46. Nicole Kidman is 47. Coco Beware from the WWF in the 80s is 57. Michael Anthony, former bass player for Van Halen, 60. John Goodman, 62. Lionel Richie, 65 years old. Bob Vila, 68. Anne Murray, 69.
My goodness.
First Canadian woman ever to have a number one hit.
A lot of people here.
Lots of them. Brian Wilson, 72. Mm-hmm. One of my favorites, John Mahoney, 74. He was the dad in Frasier.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this. He was born in Blackpool, England.
No, interesting. Okay.
Danny Aiello.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
I got to see if I can find, you know, the famous audio of him. I think on Letterman, because he used to be a bus announcer. He would announce the bus routes in the terminal.
Really?
Yeah. I'll see if I can find that.
Olympia Dukakis is 83 years old, which, by the way, she starred in with John Mahoney and Danny Aiello.
Oh, there you are. All that.
all on their same birthday. And Martin Landau is 86 years old.
Oh, man. That's like Mission Impossible and lots of other stuff.
Yeah. Ed Wood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Summer solstice tomorrow.
Hooray.
Actually arrives at 4 minutes after midnight. I mean, if you want to get up and celebrate or if you're still up. And you can also celebrate later in the day because it's the National Hollering Contest.
What?
Spivey Corner, North Carolina, I think we've called them before.
Is that wife hollering?
No, I don't know. I'm not sure. And it's Daylight Appreciation Day, which is good because we got more of it tomorrow than anybody else.
Like nearly 16 hours.
Yeah, really.
Good.
For birthdays.
Mancal Muller, who is a radio guy, used to do stuff on Fox News, and is actually really nice. I've met him a couple times. Is 48. Rebecca Black, the girl that made Fridays famous.
Yeah, really.
Is 17. Prince William, 32 years old. Benjamin Walker is 32. He's the guy that played Abe Lincoln in the Vampire Hunter movie.
No.
Chris Pratt, 35 years old from Park and Rec.
Hey,
Juliette Lewis.
Funny.
Yeah, he is. Juliette Lewis, 41 years old. Natural Born Killers, Cape Fear, odd actress. Carrie Preston is 47 from True Blood. Doug Savant is 50 from Desperate Housewives. Kip Winger from Winger is 53. Kathy Mattea, 55 from Country Music. Niles Lofgren, 63. He's the bass player in Bruce Springsteen's E Street Band. Joey Kramer, the drummer for Aerosmith. Meredith Baxter, without the Bernie part, I don't know why, 67 from Family Ties. Michael Gross, same birthday, same age, from Family Ties, 67. Ray Davies, the lead singer of the Kinks, is 70. And Bernie Capel, Doc on Love Boat, 81.
Dr. Pepper was released. Tomorrow's the anniversary, 1857. Also, just real quick, happy birthday to F.W. Woolworth, okay? The store, you know?
Woolworths.
Remember the 5 and 10 cents store?
Okay. No.
Okay. More than 100 years later, I mean, they started in 1879. More than 100 years later, after several mergers and acquisitions, the company decided to focus on sporting goods, so they changed their name to Foot Locker.
No kidding.
That's right.
I did not know that.
And you probably did not know this. Good old F.W. decided to move the operations of his company to New York City, so he built a skyscraper and paid cash for it.
Yeah, I did know that.
The Woolworth Building. Tallest building in the world when it was finished in 1913.
Hated debt. Was a freak about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Nothing wrong with that. Okay, Sunday's stupid guy thing day.
I'm qualified.
Everybody's got a stupid guy thing that we do. It's Chocolate Eclair Day. It's Global Smurfs Day. I don't know. And so there you go. And birthdays.
Joe Dempsey is 27 from Soap Opera with Swords. Donald Faison is 40 from Scrubs. Carson Daly, 41 years old. Kurt Warner's 43. Great story on that guy. Got cut, ended up sacking groceries, and then won Super Bowl MVP. Stephen Page is 44. He's the lead singer of the Bare Naked Ladies. Amy Brenneman is 50 from Private Practice. Dan Brown, he's written a couple books.
Sold a couple of books.
Yeah, yeah.
More importantly, yeah.
He's 50. The real live Aaron Brockovich is 54. Tracy Poland is 54. Michael J. Fox's girlfriend on Family Ties and then in real life. Cyndi Lauper, 61. Meryl Streep, 65. Lindsay Wagner, the Bionic Woman, 65. David L. Lander, 67. This is, you ready for this? You know who that is?
Yeah.
Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley.
Oh, okay, sure.
You know what he does for a living?
He's a nuclear physicist.
No, he's a scout for the Seattle Mariners.
Oh, hey. Okay.
And Christofferson is 78 years old.
Chris Christofferson?
Yes,
wow.
Sir.
Oh, good for him. Okay. And Britt Hume, you see him on Fox News?
Oh, yeah.
He's 71. Good makeup man.
He looks great.
Yeah, well, again, good makeup man. Okay?
He jumped with Bush Sr.
He did.
Very
out
soft
right
lighting.
Here. Yeah, absolutely. 6:20 now.
The conservative underground meets right now. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Every day we see more and more examples of how the administration is absolutely clueless. Over half of America now believes that Obama is no longer able to, quote, leave the country and get the job done. Now, this according to a brand new poll from the Wall Street Journal and NBC News. And that means that Americans view Obama as being less competent than George W. Bush at the same point in his presidency, which was post-Hurricane Katrina. And as bad as the polling is for Obama, it's arguably worse for liberalism. And that's because Americans don't see these failures as exclusive to Obama and his administration, but a failing of big, bloated, bureaucratic government. That means the Obama presidency has made people skeptical. So America is ready for solutions. Even as Chuck Todd said, the Obama presidency is effectively over.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today. Right. right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I love summer, but you know that day of reckoning is coming when the electric bill arrives. Now you can fight back thanks to Blinds.com. Now they've got a spectacular selection of designer window coverings that'll block the sun's rays and keep your home cooler. Blinds.com. That's where smart listeners are cutting AC bills while transforming their rooms this summer. So hurry and score 10 to 25% off great summer-friendly products right now at Blinds.com. Their prices crush the prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A woman told us she knows that no kid wants to be the last one picked up from school. So she made a point to be on time at the Golfsmith Sidewalk Sale. It's the only place to get up to 70% off everything you need to improve your golf game. She doesn't think of her kids as the last ones at school today. They're just early for tomorrow. The Golfsmith Sidewalk Sale. Up to 70% off going on now. Hurry into Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Apple prepares its smartwatch. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Apple is likely to make its move into wearable technology in the fall. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal the iPhone maker plans multiple versions of a smartwatch. Sensors to track health and fitness will be among the features. A Taiwanese contractor could begin full-scale production after some trial runs in July. The smartwatch could be launched as early as October. The Justice Department can go ahead with a civil suit against Lance Armstrong. A federal judge is allowing the legal action to proceed. It accuses Armstrong of defrauding the government by accepting sponsorship money from the Postal Service while taking performance-enhancing drugs. And a judge in North Carolina is allowing a Justice Department lawsuit against Bank of America to go forward. B of A is accused of civil fraud in connection with the sale of mortgage securities prior to the financial crisis. Stock market futures are very slightly higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
What if I told you you could reverse diabetes and stop taking your diabetes medication? If you or someone you care about has diabetes or prediabetes, there's a special free video you need to watch. You may have heard about this. It's all over the internet. Diabetic11.com. People who have followed this plan at Diabetic11.com reportedly have not only normalized their blood sugar, but have stopped taking their diabetes meds completely with their doctor's approval. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. Diabetic11.com will save you from being a slave to doctor-prescribed drugs. It's easy. Diabetic11.com gives you 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control. And the best part is the main ingredient and solution is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself at Diabetic11.com. Watch for free at Diabetic11.com. Get back the quality of your life and free yourself from diabetes meds at Diabetic11.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Good morning. It's 626. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Got a chance of rain all the way through Tuesday. That's the good news. Bad news is it's 20%. But it means it could pop up, which would be nice. And that's simply because we got a lot of humidity out there. and some warmth. It's not cooling down all that much at night right now. 92, 93 or so for the high, really all the way through Wednesday. Low temperatures each night probably between 72 and 75. And right now we've got winds out of the east at 3, 94% relative humidity. Fair skies and 74.
Hall of Fame coach R.C. Slocum on why people like Caldwell Country.
We have a team atmosphere out here. People work together, and the number one thing that we want to do is please the customer. Oh, I think this is an unusual dealership because you don't get the pressure, the high-pressure sales deal you get a lot. The people here are friendly. Come in, look around. We can help you. Let us know. We want you to feel good, look around, see what we have, and see if we can make a good deal for you.
Caldwell Country Chevrolet and Rockdale Country Ford, just a conversation away.
Which U.S. president insisted that the White House domestic staff never be in his line of sight? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1020. That's 1-800-481-1020. 1-800-481-1020.
We've had 44 United States presidents, and some of them have been a little quirky.
One of my favorites is the story of James Monroe. He got into an argument with his own Secretary of the Treasury, a fellow named Crawford. It got so bad that Crawford started threatening violence, and the president had to chase the guy out of the White House with a hot fire tongs.
Historian Cormac O'Brien, author of the book Secret Lives of U.S. Presidents, has a good story about Richard Nixon.
He once insisted that the White House doormen wear uniforms, including epaulets and tall hats reminiscent of the War of 1812 and whatnot. And this drew so much criticism that he was forced to get rid of them. He ended up selling the uniforms to a marching band out in the Midwest somewhere.
31st President Herbert Hoover had a rather peculiar demand.
Herbert Hoover insisted that he never see the White House servant staff. The bell system throughout the White House was used to warn them of his approach, and they were directed to jump into a closet or a bedroom so that he wouldn't have to see them.
And Cormac has a good story about First Lady Eleanor Roosevelt. Because she was out amongst the public so often, her advisors wanted her to carry a gun.
After seeing her squeeze off a couple of practice rounds at the FBI firing range, J. Edgar Hoover himself told the president that the gun was clearly a bad idea. She was such a bad shot. She ended up carrying a revolver with her in her automobile, but it was never loaded.
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
Good times await you with the new Opus Intimate Gathering season. Order season tickets now and see these five events for as little as $138. The Swingle Singers, the Capitol Steps, the Five Browns Holiday, In the Heat of the Night, and the Great Gatsby. The Intimate Gathering series is sponsored by Sterling Auto Group, Better Homes and Gardens Real Estate, and Carbach Brewing Company. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 73 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by St. Joseph Health System, the region's leader in expert health care closer to home. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A woman whose car was blocked in by a minivan called police when she realized the driver was exposed and touching himself. The incident occurred around 7 Wednesday morning northeast of the Boonville Cemetery on Western Street. The suspect immediately drove away, but about an hour later, a female jogger reported that she was being followed by someone who exposed himself to her. Police released the suspect description at that time. Just before 8 that evening, a homeowner on Esquire Court north of Austin's Colony told police they saw a suspect sitting in their backyard. The homeowner approached him and asked a few questions, but the suspect walked off into the woods.
A short time later and a block away, the suspect knocked on the back door of a university police officer asking for help with his car. The officer recognized the suspect from the description and directed him to the front door while he called police. Calvin Coffer, a 23-year-old College Station man, was arrested for trespass and subsequently charged with one count each of indecent exposure and driving with an invalid license. Officer Kelly McKeithen says the information from the jogger was insufficient to secure a second indecent exposure charge. While the U.S. soccer team is representing the nation in Brazil, local flag football team the Goose Bombers represented the state of Texas in the 2014 Special Olympics in New Jersey. Candy 95 Morning Show host Katie Dempsey has been a unified partner with the team for 3 years.
In Special Olympics, there's two divisions. There's traditional, which is a team that's comprised of just athletes with disabilities, and then you can play with unified partners, which is what I am, and so it ups the level of play for the athletes who, you know, can play a real game with limited rule changes and regulations. And so we have a team made up of 5 athletes and 5 unified partners.
A common first question for most people: what's a Goose Bomber?
Yeah, we went in as the Aggie Bombers because we are, you know, the College Station team, and we ended up drafting, if you will, 2 players from Goose Creek. And so before our first game, we just decided we'd combine names, and we became the Goose Bombers because Aggie Creek, or Bombers Creek, sounded a little dicey.
The team secured the silver medal after losing in the final medal round. 2 people from 2 different fitness facilities told police they were victims of fraud after their lockers were broken into at their fitness facilities. College Station Police Department say missing items from the lockers included credit cards, which were used a short time later. Police have released security camera stills of the person they suspect is responsible for both cases. They can be seen along with a description at WTAW.com. They ask anyone with information to call the department at 764-3600 or Brazos County Crime Stoppers at 775-3600. Tips. The College Station Fire Marshal's Office says the fire that shut down Lippman Music and Jin's Asian Cafe Wednesday afternoon was started by an electrical short from a fluorescent lighting ballast in the canopy. Texas officials planning to spend an additional $1.3 million a week on border security won't say exactly what the money will be used for. A Department of Public Safety spokesman says details of ramped up patrols along the Mexican border for the rest of the year are being withheld because of operational security and law enforcement safety. Driving 85 miles an hour wasn't enough to save the State Highway 130 toll road. Moody says the State Highway 130 concessions company, which operates the southern half of the toll road, is dangerously close to defaulting on its billion-dollar-plus debt. Anti-toll activist Terry Hall says this business model was never viable to begin with.
This is a bankrupt toll road, and what we really need to be watching for next is to ensure that the state or that the federal government does not bail out this toll road. It needs to fail.
Hall says this is a huge blow to Bexar County officials who want to slap tolls on 281, 1604, and I-10. She says this makes it a lot less likely that any company will agree to build toll roads. WTAW News Time is 634. It's 73 degrees. This look at news brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news at 7 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
My journey with breast cancer started 5 years ago.
Mine with colon cancer in 07.
I was diagnosed last summer.
I had so many questions.
What's next?
How will life change?
The answer was St. Joseph, with their specialized doctors, advanced technology, and compassionate team, close to everything familiar.
My kids.
The office.
And home.
My answer to cancer?
St. Joseph. Expert care. Closer to home. Visit st-joseph.org.
You're a sports fan. It's a huge weekend. You've got the U.S. Women's Open. You've got Major League Baseball all over the place. And you've got College World Series and also the World Cup. And you need all the channels to get all of that that you want to watch, right? Well, if you're thinking about switching up from your current provider to Suddenlink, now is the best time to bundle and save during the big switch event. Go to Suddenlink. You can get the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, home phone, and it's only going to be $30 per month per service when you bundle it all together. Now, there's no lock-in contract. You don't have to worry about that. And they even have a 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantee. You can watch live TV on the go with Suddenlink's to-go apps, right? You can watch TV from Fox News, Fox Business, and all the sports channels you want. And you can manage your account, pay your bills, set up emails, and new services. Just visit suddenlink.com/apps for more information on that. And if you want to lock into the service, call 1-800-915-1866. Again, 1-800-915-1866. Or do it online faster than ever before at suddenlink.com.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Good morning. It's 637. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net, and here's the weather.
We have some leftover cloudiness over the state this morning from shower and thunderstorm activity that was well out to our west. For today, we're partly sunny and we're warm. Temperatures will make their way up probably to about 90 to 95 today. It'll be partly cloudy, 75 overnight. Sunshine tomorrow, 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, lows near 75. Partly sunny Sunday with highs of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports with the Bombers blasting the Strikers by 11. TCU gets thumped out of the College World Series. England is out of the World Cup. An 11-year-old competes in the U.S. Women's Open in golf. All that and more in sports. We'll do it for you here in about 13 minutes.
Okay, so it's only 300 military advisors.
Wasn't it 250 to start with?
Well, they bumped it a little bit because I guess they had empty seats on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come in a group. They travel in groups of 100. So anyway, that's how many advisors we're going to send to help the government hold off the Sunnis from the north. But Mr. Obama made it clear there's no plan to send troops. Again, what, as you mentioned, Patrick, advisors wear flip-flops so there are no boots on the ground? Is that how that works? American forces will not be returning to combat in Iraq, but we will be helping Iraqis as they take the fight to terrorists who threaten the Iraqi people, the region, and American interests as well. He said this will allow for, quote, targeted and precise military action if and when we determine that the situation on the ground requires it. In other words, airstrikes. Clip Howard talked to Oliver North yesterday.
Ah, yes.
How cool is that?
Yeah. A week from tomorrow is the beginning of Ramadan. Okay? That means whoever's someplace on the 28th in the Middle East is pretty much going to be there for a month. So,
because they just shut everything down?
Well, supposedly, theoretically. So just saying. Now, from an analysis standpoint, a couple of people, Rick Francona from CNN, who's a military analyst, says, remember, John F. Kennedy started with military advisors in Vietnam. Remember how that ended up? Boots on the ground in Iraq is boots on the ground, no matter how the administration wants to characterize it. This is a first step. This is how you get drawn into situations. Sunni and Shia have been at odds for more than 1,000 years. It is not the United States' fault that those two tend to be antagonistic. Yeah. We'd just be setting ourselves up for another round of finger-pointing and blame-gaming 20 years from now, still imagining victories that could never be won. For his part, Ben Boychok, that's his name.
You're pronouncing Brown really weird.
Thank you. From Manhattan's Institute City Journal, says, Iraq is in bipartisan calamity, and no matter which president does it, they can't clean the mess up in Mesopotamia.
In Mesopotamia?
Right. He said, well, and this is what I find interesting. He says, Republicans and Democrats alike thought the United States could make this nation clean up its act. They assumed that Iraqis wanted democracy and unity and progress, and that those were, in fact, universal values. But instead of making Iraq safe for democracy, They made it safe for sectarian violence, corruption, and Iranian influence. So there you are. That's what we got. Go for it. Oh, and I guess you didn't know about this. The president supposedly spoke with the Mexican president yesterday.
Oh, I did know this.
Yes, to work out how they could slow the surge of those kids. Going to slow the surge of those kids. The two men talked about the issue in an afternoon phone call. Meantime, White House officials insisted that any children who cross the border will not be eligible for deferred action allowing them to stay here. Yeah, right. Yeah, right.
So isn't Uncle Joe going, though, to South
Uncle
America?
Uncle Joe is in Guatemala City, as a matter of fact. He's going to be down there sharing some beers with them.
That would be cerveza, sir.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, so we'll see. Rick Perry was in D.C. yesterday doing some stuff, doing some talking, you know, and he was with Bill O'Reilly, as a matter of fact, last night.
Yeah, I saw part of that.
Here's what he said.
Bill, obviously, this has been going on for some time. We've been flagging this issue, calling it to the attention of this administration since 2009.
What we're talking about there is, of course, the crossing the border thing.
2010, I gave the president a letter on a tarmac. In 2012, we brought to their attention, flagged, put the caution lights on, that there were unaccompanied children, alien children coming in, and it's only gotten worse. And now we have an absolute humanitarian catastrophe on our hands, as well as a homeland security issue, and the federal government must step in and do their part to uphold their constitutional duty to secure that border. Until they do that, Texas is now doing even more than we were beforehand. Yesterday, we approved $1.3 million a week for additional border security for operational security reasons. We're not going to go through all the things that we're going to be engaged with, but there will be substantial law enforcement. There will be National Guard involvement. There will be local law enforcement also being bolstered in that region of the Rio Grande. But the issue here we get back to is the federal government owes to the citizens of the state their responsibility to take care of and secure that border, because until we get the border secure, none of this immigration reform talk is going to go anywhere.
There you go. Rick Perry sounding very gubernatorial there. And, you know, he's pretty much right. Now, get this. Some Democratic lawmakers say many of those thousands of kids fleeing the drug violence and poverty in Central America, not saying that it's not there, just saying we're going to use that as the springboard. They say that they could qualify for asylum here in the United States. Shocking. The U.S. border area currently dealing with a surge of children arriving illegally from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, part of the 47,000. New Jersey Democrat Senator Bob Menendez says, "We're seeing unprecedented violence, unprecedented suffering, unprecedented abuse. This is much more than an immigration issue." Okay, Senator, we'll send him up to Jersey. See how you handle it, okay, buddy? Why don't you just take that? Well, the other thing that happened yesterday, speaking to some Washington reporters, the governor says, we're just in the beginning of hurricane season in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if we have a major weather event and we have to move our people and find places for our citizens to stay and there isn't anything? He said, then we're talking about a humanitarian disaster. And that's a good point to bring up.
It's an incredible point, because a lot of these bleeding hearts have to ask themselves, how much are they willing to let that heart bleed? Because they've complained for years about how poorly Texas treats the indigent and the poor amongst us. And now we're adding to that.
Mm-hmm.
Do we focus on our Texas residents first and then the immigrants? Do we focus on the immigrant? Well, I'm saying at some point,
because the future of America, President Obama said, the future of America is those kids that are down there now.
Not even American citizens.
No, he said the future of America was down there on the border.
And you know what?
End quote.
If he has his way,
yeah,
he might be right.
That's right. That's the future taxpayers. You betcha. We need somebody to be
taxpayers.
For
my foot. Future voters is what he's doing.
Oh yeah. Well, I guess they do want that. No big surprise here. The approval number for Congress continues to be in the toity. A new Gallup survey puts Congress approval rating at 7%. Down from the previous low of 10%. You know what? That's a significant drop right there. So, you know, it's tough to drop 30% when you're at 10. Anyhow, so there we go. By comparison, America's confidence in Congress was at 42% in 1973. 42%. That was the first time Gallup started asking that question. I guess people started thinking about it. And as we've always said, it's those other guys.
Yep.
It's the other guys that are causing the problem. Just saying.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has two ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
It's amazing what plants have to endure here in Texas. No air conditioning, prolonged periods between drinks. Stress is brought on by an endless array of invaders. It's a tough place out there in our landscapes. Let's take a closer look at those problems and how best we can help our plants cope. Plant stresses of the summertime right after this message. My brand new book, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, is finished and it's beautiful. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs. This book combines the best of my boot books, all of my detailed plant posters, and my annual Texas gardening calendars into one concise reference. It was printed right here in Texas, where a book called Lone Star Gardening should be printed. Now, the book is only $32.95, but it's on sale for a limited time at just $28.95. An even better offer if you buy the book and a one-year new or renewal subscription to Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine. Total price of that should be $56.90. Oh no, it's $42.95 for a limited time. I've self-published the book, so you won't find it in stores or on Amazon, only from my office and website. That's neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 800-752-GROW. Water is one of our most coveted natural resources. However, no city wants to look like a lifeless desert, so prudent water use is encouraged. The important message here is when it's dry, water efficiently. That means you need to water early in the morning or late in the evening when the sun's burning rays won't cause major loss to evaporation. Now, for the record, evening watering is fine until fall when turf diseases like brown patch become more common. Learn to recognize early signs of water stress in your plants. Soak the soil deeply as you water, and then wait until your plants begin to dry before you water again. Mulch deeply to conserve the water. Keep weeds out for the same reason. Heat is obviously closely tied in with drought, but heat itself is an issue with some plants. That's why tomatoes quit bearing in midsummer, and it's why impatiens quit flowering and their leaves roll. Even though we water properly, rose flowers are inferior when it's hot, and large leaf shade trees are going to shed a significant portion of the leaf canopies when it gets hot and dry in the summer. They simply can't pull the water through fast enough. Fescue turf thins or dies. It's all due to the heat. And then intense sunlight. As if heat and drought weren't enough, some plants are even more sensitive. They're hurt by the bright summer sunlight. Akubas come to mind first. If they're exposed to even an hour or two of the hot rays, they'll quickly turn black and wither. Variegated liriope called Silvery Sunproof has proven many years over that it actually is neither silvery, it's actually creamy yellow, nor is it sunproof. It, like the plant erroneously named cast iron plant, are wimps in the sunlight. Japanese maple leaves will always scorch and burn around their margins when they're exposed to sunlight. Insects are a problem in the summer. Even bugs have their seasons, and summer is a favorite time for several of the most damaging. Grasshoppers chew their way through our gardens. Tent caterpillars and webworms strip branches bare. Leaf rollers paste leaves of cannas and redbud, sweet gums, and trailing vinca ground cover together. Aphids coat the leaves of crepe myrtles, pecans, oaks, and other trees and shrubs with sticky honeydew. And lace bugs will turn foliage of pyracanthus, Boston ivy, sycamores, and azaleas tan and drab. Diseases can be a problem with the challenges of the hot, dry weather, and so can nutrient shortages, especially in containers. The nutrients just drain away quickly. Even iron deficiency shows up most in the summertime. I'm Neil Sperry. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
I've seen Texas people react the same way to the sun. Anyway, thank you, Neil. It is at 6:50. I'm Kevin O'Connor on WTAW, and here's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. The Brazos Valley Bombers won their first leg in the four-game homestand last night, blowing out the Woodland Strikers 17-6, thanks to 19 hits from the Bombers' offense. Bombers skip Kurt Dixon attributed the outburst to getting most of the roster in the dugout finally.
You know, it's good getting all the guys in here. We had Logan Naughtybrook, Hunter Hagler, Robbie Rojas from Oklahoma State, and you're getting a lot of lineup in here. But the guys are hitting the ball well. We're still moving. You know, early on in the year, we were just running. Now we're hitting and running, and now we're putting double digits on the board.
Bombers will face off against the Strikers again tonight at 7 to 5, and you can catch the action on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone. Chris Archer allowed 3 hits in 6-plus innings, and the Tampa Bay Rays beat the Houston Astros 5-0 last night. Archer struck out 8 and walked 2 to send Houston to its 4th straight loss. And Evan Longoria just added insult to injury.
Here's a high drive by Longoria deep to left field. Presley gives up on it and watches this one sail to the back wall. A tape measure shot for Evan Longoria, and the Rays are pulling away. It's 5-0.
Houston stays in Tampa tonight. First pitch at 6:10. Texas is in L.A. for the Dodgers at 9:05. Will Allen drove in the go-ahead run in the 7th inning, and Ole Miss Rebels stayed alive in the College World Series with a 6-4 victory over TCU last night. It was the most runs allowed by TCU in 16 games. Allen went 3-for-5 with 3 RBIs. TCU's Jim Schlossnagel was asked about the TCU turnaround after a slow start at the beginning of the season.
I think our guys just, as I've said before, they bought into the kind of club we needed to be offensively, and they took pride in doing those things and moving runners and executing an offense, and then, you know, you ride really good pitching and get on a roll and get some confidence.
We'll move it over to the NFL, where they're in mini camps, and Jerry Jones figures the Dallas Cowboys will be better on defense even without linebacker Sean Lee, who's out for the season with an injury. Dallas had the worst defense statistically in franchise history last season. Most notable thing the Cowboys have done in the offseason is release franchise sack leader DeMarcus Ware. Head coach Jason Garrett explained the building process.
We've tried to build a football program over the last 3 years, and now we're trying to build our team this year, the 2014 version of it. So that is the priority, and there's a lot of ways to do that. You do that with personnel. You do that with teaching and coaching. You do that with points of emphasis, both sides of the ball and in the kicking game. So that's what our players have felt from me and from our staff since we got together.
At the Texans minicamp, Coach O'Brien was asked about his first-round draft choice, Jadeveon Clowney, and his availability to make training camp after an offseason surgery.
We feel like he's on track. You know, again, a little setback here with the sports hernia, but you know, he's been in all the meetings, and he's an instinctive guy. He's a hardworking guy. He's a guy that has come in here when he could practice and did some good things, and so we'll be looking forward to him coming back for training camp ready to go and trying to pick up where he left off.
From the oblong to the round, football and soccer and World Cup, Colombia has advanced to the knockout rounds at the World Cup 2-1 over Ivory Coast.
We need the deadlock to be broken. We need a good delivery from Cuadrado. We get a good delivery. We get a goal! 1-0 Colombia!
They were helped by Greece's scoreless tie with Japan. Colombia scored twice during a 6-minute stretch of the second half to beat the Ivory Coast. And Luis Suarez scored twice, including the game winner in the 85th minute to lead Uruguay past England 2-1. The USA will try to make the knockout round Sunday against Portugal. And finally, we'll wrap one up with a pretty remarkable story. Stacey Lewis is the leader heading into the second round of the U.S. Women's Open at Pinehurst. Lewis fired a 3-under-67. Not bad. 11-year-old Lucy Lee shot an 8-over-78 to become the youngest qualifier ever in the U.S. Open tournament. And that's your sports brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Come on now, come on, let's hit the road.
Mr. Webster, the dictionary guy, says jamboree means a huge gathering of campers in one location.
And that location is RV Station in Bryan.
Smart campers from all over Texas are heading to the June Jamboree of Savings. At the June Jamboree, save thousands on the best brands in the country.
The best prices in the country on the country's best brands.
Get a brand new Jayco Pinnacle 5th Wheel 38 FLFS.
Over 25 $5,000 off list.
How about a Keystone 280 LHS bunkhouse?
Just $199 a month.
Prices like these make you want to shout. Hurry to the June Jamboree of Savings going on now. RV Station 2815 North, Earl Rudder Freeway, Bryan, USA. Online, rvstationonline.com. Jayco Pinnacle, stock number 2742, sale price $67,995. Keystone, number 2743, sale price $19,995. 144 months, 6.75 APR, 10% down, plus TT and LWAC.
Take a vacation with RV Station. Family fun starts here.
You've got projects to do to keep your surroundings looking as they should. It may be part of your enjoyment, maybe part of your business. Either way, Sioux Falls Prater has equipment to make sure you can get the job done quickly and efficiently. We're talking about mowing your lawn. They've got the D140 John Deere priced at $18.99 right now. If we're talking about doing a bigger job than that, they got the Z445 starting at $48.49. This is a 22 horsepower, cuts 48 inches wide on the mower deck. It's 8.5 mile per hour ground speed, and it's a zero turn. It'll get it done for you. If you've got a utility vehicle need, they've got the 550 XUV priced at $97.99. This is a great price. Help you get all the work done that you need around your property. How about a tractor? Well, Sioux Falls Prater, of course, has subcompacts, compacts, and then utility tractors as well, plus lots of attachments to go along with it. And there are also specials for you, part specials from Sioux Falls Prater every month. 200-count shop towels priced now at $8.99. That's the special price, and they have utility containers specially priced as well. If you'd like to have the most up-to-date parts specials from Sioux Falls Prater, you can have them text to you. You text JD Parts, the number 3, to 95577. JD Parts, the number 3, to 95577 to get your parts specials all the time from Sioux Falls Prater. Check cptractor.com for the location nearest you, Sioux Falls Prater.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Welcome to the Bible Minute, a work of the BCS Church of Christ. You can learn more about the services and work of the BCS Church of Christ at www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is, bcschurchofchrist.com. Have you ever wondered why there are thousands of different teachings and confusing doctrines within the religious world? Have you ever wondered why there are hundreds and hundreds of totally opposite views within churches, yet there is but one Bible? It doesn't make any sense, does it? In 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10, the inspired penman said that we should all speak the same thing and that there should be no divisions among you. Why not visit the BCS Church of Christ as we strive to simply be pure New Testament Christians, not going to the right or to the left, but seeking rather to imitate and be the first century church. The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas at our website www.bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening.
Jennifer to Steve.
This is Steve. Go ahead.
Can you send 2 volunteers to the ticket booth? We're getting backed up here.
Will do. They're on their way.
Keep your local event running smoothly with Texas Communications Rental Radios. Call us at 775-6239 for more information.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast got that for you. It's brought to you by folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. High today, actually, hey, let's do it all the way through Wednesday and next week. High is about 92 or 93. Heat index will be well above that. Lows each night somewhere between 72 and 74, but we do have a 20% chance of rain all the way through Wednesday, just because we may have a little pop-up shower. Hope we all get some of that. East winds at 3 right now, 94% relative humidity. It's 74 degrees. 7 o'clock, WTAW, College Station.